The new facility is for black bears and especially orphaned bear cubs. They are cute, especially at feeding time.
Some left leg.
But you can't see them or touch them because the mission here is to teach them what they need to know to be bears.
So that young black bears can learn to interact with their environment, gain the skills that they need, get the growth and size that they need to then eventually be returned to the wild.
Ed Clark is president and co-founder of the Virginia Wildlife Center.
The Wildlife Center of Virginia is in its 31st year of operation. And in that time, we have become one of the world's leading teaching and research hospitals for wildlife medicine. We're not a nature center. We're not a zoo. We are not open for drop-in public visitation. Essentially, we care for injured animals that are brought to us from across the state of Virginia, injured, orphaned, or displaced animals, and we make every effort to return them to the wild by healing whatever their malady might be. But it's not enough for us to simply heal an animal's injuries or diagnose and treat its diseases or raise an orphan until it's old enough to be on its own. For us, it's as important, in some cases more important, to find out why was that animal injured in the first place? What was the toxin that poisoned this eagle?
The center has cared for more than 60,000 wild animals since 1982 and taught fourth-year veterinary students from all 50 states and 40 foreign countries. It is a nonprofit supported largely by individual donations. And yes, you can see the baby bears on their critter cam. Go to wildlifecenter.org and look around. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.